Nathan Zgura here at the Combine in Indianapolis. Very happy to be joined by Jason Cole, NFL insider for the Bleacher Report. Jason, for the Browns, as we head into the draft process, we'll get to those quarterbacks in a second, but free agency, retaining your own, something Sashi Brown said was important earlier today. Alex Mack could opt out. You've got Mitchell Schwartz, Tashaun Gibson, Travis Benjamin. Nothing done yet. Are you hearing anything on that front?
Look, everything is going to get really expensive for all these guys. Alex Mack is obviously going to opt out of his contract, going to go for a big money contract with somebody else. This is the prime time for him. If they don't keep Mack, you've got to keep Schwartz, okay? So you're going to overpay for one of those two guys because the market's going to be wild. There's over $950 million in available cap space out there among the 32 teams. Spend, spend, and spending. Gibson's a priority for them to keep at safety. They got to keep that defense together. Benjamin, look, they tried to get a deal done. They got close to getting a deal done. And then they discovered, at least his agents discovered, look, we're so close to hitting the market. Why don't we see what's out there? Because, again, there's so much cash available this year. Guys are going to get overpaid by a drastic amount.
So what do you think about it? Let's say you are Sashi Brown. You're coming into this as your first time with this type of control. And let's say Mitchell Schwartz, for example, very good right tackle, probably for sure one of the top 10 right tackles in the league. Maybe he wants number one in the league right tackle money. How do you kind of balance keeping your own with giving a guy money maybe a little bit more than what he's worth?
Look, if you're going to be drafting a quarterback at number two, you have to keep your offensive tackles because you got to keep that guy clean. You got to keep your quarterback clean. So I think it becomes a huge priority to keep a guy like Mitchell Schwartz. And, yes, you may have to bite the bullet and pay a right tackle, which is an inordinate, $9 or $10 or $11 million a year. That doesn't sound like a really good price. It sounds like overpaying for a guy like Mitchell Schwartz. But if you don't pay that and you end up getting your quarterback crushed, what have you done with the number two overall pick? So that's money spent to protect the investment in your quarterback as well. It's critical to do that. So that's why you have to keep Schwartz or at least keep Mack so that you can keep the guy clean in front of you. So they've got tough priorities to think about here as they look at drafting a quarterback.
All right, let's talk about that number two overall pick. Any buzz that you're hearing which way the Browns may be leaning at the quarterback position?
Well, what I've reported already is Carson Wentz is the guy that they're really strongly looking at. In fact, one of the reasons I was told that Hugh Jackson took this job is he liked Wentz so much he wanted to get him as his quarterback of the future. Now, we'll see. Because I don't know that the distinction between Wentz and Jared Goff and Paxton Lynch is going to be as big once we get into April and start really preparing for the draft as it's perceived to be now. Wentz is the only one who's played. He played in the Senior Bowl. He practiced at the Senior Bowl. People have not seen Goff on the field. They have not seen Lynch on the field since the season ended, basically. So I think people want to see those guys. Once they see them, then maybe it changes a little bit who the number one guy is. But for right now, I think it's Carson Wentz without question.
And we heard Hugh Jackson talk about hand size being important. Wentz today, 10 inches. Goff, 9 inches. How big of a deal is this really in the NFL?
Oh, it's a huge deal. I mean, if you go back to Bill Parcells, he's talked about hand size for quarterbacks being a critical factor because when you get into December and you get into January and you've got to be able to manipulate the ball, that's not just holding on to it to prevent fumbles. We're talking about being able to manipulate the ball and be able to throw it downfield. Hand size becomes critical for guys. So, yes, as much as people think that's not a big deal, it is.